differ, then she gets off on arguing oppositions of, you know, who's who and what's doing what. No, now you don't understand that. And then she gets frustrated, and then that's what drives that.
So you are for gay marriage?
Yeah.
And military. Okay, because I am too. Military spending, I don't, that's over my head kind of stuff.
You're for, like, the, you know, oh, Occupy Wall Street. That's as big as you're going to get, politics-wise.
Yep. I'm more concerned what's going on in my own backyard than the big picture.
It's just more of the Democratic side.
Yeah, well, I come from a Democratic background.
As Latinos usually are.
Yeah.
Actually, Latinos... Yeah, no, they're more... A lot of, like, you know, older, like, Cubans are more Republican versus...
And little grandpa was Democratic all the way. He said it was for the little man, for, you know, the
common man. Is, and non fights for that.
Yeah, you know. And that doesn't exist anymore.
No, it doesn't.
And that's kind of why I changed. I don't buy either side.
Well, they're both garbage, but... I don't really care so much about the military spending. It's just, it's usually the opposition because it's the odd number out, because most young people are Democratic or they take the soft liberal side, and then you know, the older people tend to, as you get older, you tend to change your gears.
Yeah, you do.
You become harder through life, and you become, well, I'm for bigger military. I'm for bigger business because the small man doesn't cut it most times.
Yeah, no.
But Nana, you know, she hates the fat cats and whatnot like that. And I was like, well, you're biased because they were good at something, whether it's stealing or conning, they were good at doing that. And they made their money off of being good at that. Now, you didn't make a bunch of money, so you're bitter at the other people for it. And like, that's unfair.
Yeah, they did it. So you had a good birthday, all in all?
Yeah. I realized May 21st is 9 weeks from now.
Yeah. And we still haven't gotten your financial stuff.
Well, they said it was going to take weeks still for that to run through. 2-3 weeks after they enter the formula still.
Well, man, we need to get, you know...
Well, I mean, what's the worst that's going to happen is...
We're going to be screwed.
You push the date back. The start date back. So you push it back 6 weeks, it goes back to July.
I couldn't believe a lot of those people were starting in August. Those kids were starting in August.
Well, it's the mid-year.
It's like, oof. Oh, man. It's right around the corner. And I think that's why Pootie is reaching out to you, too. Because she knows you're leaving.
Now you ask me, well, where you gotta move? It's Carolinas and... And she's like, are you going to tell your grandfather? I was like,
no.
Nope.
What the hell for?
Well, you should. I was like, I'm not going to.
And then you could have smarted off and said, you're going to tell him. So if you told him everything else, might as well tell him that.
Well, I used some colorful vocabulary for Nan so she could, you know, because Nan or just kind of, she'll throw it back. And then if you use some colorful non-vocabulary... Then it kind of hits her a little bit more seriously.
What did you say to her?
Well, she said, well, why are you telling her? I was like, because it's not, you know, she's like, you should be a part of the family that you know, I forgot what she was talking about. And she said the word family, and I was like, I sighed out loud. And I was like, nah, it ain't about him, ain't about you, ain't about mom, ain't about Pootie, ain't about old man. It's about me. I was like, I give a fuck less about what everybody did to everybody else.
Good for you.
But it don't equal me having to cut corners and treat everybody else differently because they all have to be secretive about it. I was like, I ain't going to deal with it. But I don't have to. Yeah. And I think Nan, and she's like, she looks around, she's like, are you using language that your grandmother would use? And I was like, yes, because you put me in a job that has vocabulary more colorful than you typically use. Sometimes you gotta